Oh no. Oh no. What am I gonna do? It's so cold out here. I have to find somewhere to hold up for the night, or I'm gonna freeze. Can't believe I got lost. Oh. Gah! There's nothing out here. Nothing looks familiar in the moonlight. Just dunes and more dunes. Where the hells am I? Wait. What's that? It looks like a fire. Maybe I can... I have to get to it. I won't last till sunrise out here. It's a human. What's he doing in the middle of nowhere all by himself? He's got a fire going. That might be enough to keep me alive. And if he attacks, it's just one human, right? I can already feel my muscles getting sluggish in the cold. No. Can't think like that. Have to move. It's not like I have a choice. I can feel the heat from here. Maybe this is close enough to last me till morning. He can't see me yet. No. I'm not kidding. If I stay here, he's just gonna find a snake sickle in the morning. Hello? Hey, no way! Stop swinging that sword around! I'm not here to... Please, listen to me! Okay. Look, I didn't want to do this, but... Fine! Yes. Look at me. Look into my eyes. Good. Watch how I sway. Back and forth. Back and forth. See how my eyes fill your vision. How deep they are. How beautiful. Watch how my body moves, back and forth, but my eyes stay steady. See how my shoulders sway, how my chest rolls with them, how my breasts sway softly. My movements are so smooth, soothing. Back and forth. See how my hips roll, side to side, back and forth. Hear how my voice fills your ears. Back and forth,
back and forth,
side to side, back and forth.
Side to side.
See how my scales glisten in the firelight. Feel how my words caress your heart. Soothe your mind. Calm your fears. Back and forth. Back and forth. See how my silky hair shimmers in the moonlight. Isn't my voice so relaxing? So gentle. So peaceful. Don't you feel so safe? That's it. Back and forth. You don't need that sword, do you, human? Back and forth. Side
to side. No, you don't need it. You're safe here. Peaceful. Side to side. Why don't you hand it to me? That's it. Good man. And that dagger, too. Please. Back and forth. Side to side. Yes. Give it here. Good. Good. And now we'll just...
There. That's better. Yes, yes, you're fine. The hypnosis only lasts... Hey! Don't even try it. I chucked your weapons clear over the dune. You're not gonna find them in the dark. You can go get them in the morning. Oh, what are you gonna do? Punch me? Look at me, man. I'm twice your size. If I wanted to, I could wrap you up and squeeze you till you popped. And I'm faster, too. Especially in the sand. So don't even think about making a break for those blades. An unarmed human against Alemia isn't exactly a fair fight. Even though I'm freezing. Look, I don't want any trouble, honest. Yeah? So what if I put you in a little trance for a second? You were trying to kill me. Defending yourself? I said hello. Do you really think I was planning on eating you? But only after I said hi first. Yeah, it does sound stupid, doesn't it? Yeah, yeah. I guess I'd be scared if someone snuck up on me in the middle of the night. But I wasn't exactly sneaking. All right. Truce? Look, I just need to stay by your fire, okay? Yeah, that's right. Lamias are cold-blooded. It's the snake half of our being. Normally, we don't stay out in the desert after dark like this. We go back to our homes and tunnels and sleep with a whole group to keep us warm until sunrise. Because I got lost, okay? We were hunting a... No, not hunting humans. We don't... What kind of stories do you people tell? What would even be the point? You have weapons and armor and barely any meat. We were hunting a worm. Yeah, big one. It'll feed the clan for months if we catch it. But worms are tough prey, and they can burrow really fast. It turned into a battle. I was supposed to keep watch from the top of the dune and signal the hunters when it surfaced. But it surfaced almost right beneath me. I had to flee for my life. And by the time I lost it, I guess I lost my bearings, too. And it was getting dark. The desert gets so cold after dark. And, well, here I am. I don't want to die out here, human. I want to find my way home and make sure my friends are okay. Surely you can't blame me for that. Oh, that's sweet of you to say. Thanks. I'm sure they're fine, too. I'm just gonna coil up by the fire, okay? I'll stay on this side, you can stay on that side. We'll go our separate ways once the sun rises. Good. Good night, human.
Human, we need to get it back. It's still hours until dawn. I won't make it. What do you mean, no more fuel? It was just a cooking fire? You don't carry enough to keep it burning all night? Then how do you not... Because you're warm-blooded. Oh no, what am I going to do? I don't want to freeze, human. Too cold to sleep through it. My body will shut down.
What? Share your blanket? That's a bit better. Yes. But it barely fits over my shoulders. And it's not gonna keep me warm for very long. Because my body doesn't generate much heat on its own. You're the one warming us both right now. Do you mind if... I know we got off to a rough start, but... Oh, thank you. You're so much warmer than I am. If I can just hold you like this, maybe... We can just lie down here. Yes, it's helping, but... I know this may be a lot to ask, but... Will you take off your shirt? It's just that your skin seems so much warmer to me where I can touch it. And I know that... Oh, thank you, human. You really are a decent man, aren't you? Let me just wrap my arms around you, squeeze you into my chest. Ah, so warm. Can you take off those leg shirts, too? What are they called? Pants? What? Why is that embarrassing? Naked? You must have noticed that I'm completely naked besides my cloak, right? My boobs are literally squished into your back right now. I don't see what you have to be embarrassed about. Look, no, I'm sorry, but I'm actively freezing to death right now. This seems very ridiculous to me. Thank you, human. I still don't understand what you're so upset about, but I appreciate you doing it anyway. Press your legs against me. That's it. See? Getting warmer already. Maybe if we rearrange the blanket so it traps more of your heat, I'll drape my cloak on top of us, too. Oh, damn it, it's not enough! My whole tail is still freezing! But you're so warm. What? Thank you, human. Your concern is... Well, you're very kind. But I don't see what else you can... Unless... Human, will you trust me? I wouldn't ask if I wasn't desperate. I'm just going to coil myself around you. Like this. No. I'm not going to hurt you. I promise. Please relax. If I crush you, then I freeze to death here. Remember? Not that I would anyway. Yes, I can imagine what kind of scary stories about the awful snake monster people you hear back home. Did you know that some of my people think humans drink souls and eat babies? Yeah, stupid, right? Yeah, now you're getting it. Anyway, hold still. Just breathe normally. I'll make sure to leave you enough slack. There, see? I'll leave your arms free. You can turn around and hold me if you want. It may be more comfortable. Hi there. Yeah, I was hoping you would. I prefer looking you in the eyes over talking to the back of your head. Just wrap your arms around me like... Yeah, like that. And being gentle, right? Is that too tight? No? Good. Now I've got you all tucked in, snug as a bug. I'm like your own living sleeping bag, aren't I? With my smooth, beautiful tail corkscrewing all around your body, all the way from your chest to past your weird little... What are those things called, anyway? Foot fingers? Toes. Whatever. Humans are weird. I know. Not a lot of sleeping bags come topped with a beautiful naked woman to cuddle with, do they? Maybe they should. This is better, human. I can feel your warmth radiating all through my body. and I'll keep you warmer and safer than any blanket could, I promise. Now, I'll just lay on my back here, on top of my cloak, and we can go back to sleep. Just rest your head on my breasts, right there. Yes, they are soft, aren't they? They're pretty great. Big and round and plump, too. Why, thank you. I'm quite proud of them. Grew them myself. I'm glad you like them. Not enough of our men appreciate a great rack, and I've got one. The world just isn't fair, is it? I know. It shocks me, too. Snake boys are all about the tail, it seems. Well, the tips are quite sensitive, so I get that. But still, look at these things. Yes, the tip of my tail. It's like, here. Boop! Booped your nose. See, right there, where the pattern of my scales change. What do you mean, no? It's right... Oh, you can't see very well in the dark, can you? Sorry, I didn't think about that. Wow, this must have been kind of scary then, huh? Me wrapping you up when you can barely see what's happening. You really trusted me there, didn't you? All right, I know what to do. Give me your hand. I'll guide you with mine. Okay, we're tracing the side of my tail down to the... Right. So you feel where the scales go from that broader metallic pattern to the little softer ones? That's very... Maybe that's enough anatomy class for the night. I'll just wrap this back around you for safekeeping. Been a while since someone touched me like that. Don't worry about it. Try to get some sleep. The sun won't be up for hours still. Might as well use the time to get some rest. What do you mean, other ways to pass the time? Don't be a little perv. I'll just give you a little squeeze. No, I'm sorry. I thought we were kidding around. I was just joking. I didn't squeeze that hard, did I? No, see? I told you. I won't hurt you. I'm so sorry. We play like that, sometimes coiling and squeezing each other. I didn't think what it must be like for... I really am sorry. But try not to thrash around like that, okay? It definitely felt like having some real prey trapped there for a second. Of course. With real prey, I'd have to squeeze a lot harder. It's almost like a dance. There's timing, rhythm. You wait for them to exhale, you see, and you get a little tighter. So you don't let them inhale as much again. So every breath gets shorter. I have to feel my prey's whole body react to every tiny movement. Match it perfectly with my own muscles so that every time they struggle, every muscle that contracts and leaves just that little bit of empty space, I just hold tighter, tighter, until... No, I'm not going to do that to you. I don't eat humans, remember? I guess I could, but... Nah, gross. Look too much like regular people. Just don't get my reflexes all excited. That's all I'm saying. No teasing. What? You're not going to be able to sleep now? Because I mentioned... Oh, human... You need to lighten up. I'm not going to accidentally squish you. Are you comfortable right now? Yes, see? I can hold this exact level of pressure for days if I need to, even when I'm asleep. You have nothing to worry about. Even if you surprised me and I squeezed a little too hard, it would only be for a second. And that's not going to happen. Have a little faith.
You get that you're saving my life right now, right? Of course I'm not going to hurt you. I'm very thankful I found you. Now, try to rest, human. Do you want me to put you into a trance again? It can be very relaxing. Yes, I can do it all coiled up like this if you want. No? Okay. As you wish. Just snuggle into my big, soft breast. Listen to my breathing. Feel your arms around me. Feel mine wrapped around you. I'll just play with your hair while we drift off. Oh, human, are you awake? I felt something in my coils. Do you feel that? Did some little critter get in there with you? I don't see how... It's right next to you. I don't see how you can't feel it. Yeah, it's really hot and, well, I don't know, stiff? But I'm sure it's alive. I just felt it twitch. I don't want to uncoil to look. You're so warm. Oh, good. You know what it is? Is it... Yes, that, right there. It just moved again. Did you feel it? That was you? What do you mean? Oh. That's your cock. Earlier it wasn't so... Oh. No, it's okay. You don't need to be embarrassed. If that whole thing is you, then you really don't need to be embarrassed. Really, it's fine. I don't mind. I've got you naked and wrapped up and your face is molded to my boob. It's a reasonable reaction. Flattering, even. I was just surprised by the, Okay, if you must know, from the size of it, I didn't think it could have been... that. Yeah, good for you. I mean, seriously, congrats on that thing. Holy moly. And it's pressed a little close to my... Yeah. Yes! My pussy. Are you happy? I said it. Not directly, but let's call it a sensitive region. What? My scales feel surprisingly nice. Well, you're surprisingly welcome, I guess. Well, I'm glad you're enjoying yourself. See, I told you it wouldn't be a terrible way to spend the night. You are wrapped in a giant coil of muscle, after all. Crushing isn't the only thing they're good for. What? Can I elaborate? You dirty little... Well, there is one thing I like to do. I have to adjust a little bit to show you. There. Yeah, we're more face to face now. Right, you can still barely see. Well, now that I slid down your body a bit, the end of my tail is free. And when I'm with a lover, I like to... trace it along his shoulders, like this. Feel the lines of his chest, his back, his arms. God, you've got some muscle on you too, don't you? His neck. Just a gentle, light caress. It sends little shivers through me. Do you feel that? The light, gentle ripple of my muscles contracting, starting in my abdomen, and flowing down my tail. Just a hint of tightness flowing down my body, like a wave around you, squeezing your hips and legs in stages. That little moment when it passes over your cock. It's pleasant, right? I... You just kissed me. You just took my face between your hands and kissed me. I... Well, take this. I can surprise you with a kiss too, see? What was that? You mean my tongue? Well, yes. It's forked and prehensile. Well, what it means is I can do this. I can just wrap it around your whole ear, gently slide it down your jawline, caress the hollow of your throat. You're right. There are a lot of other uses for it. Maybe I'll show you some... What are you... Oh, God! My tail! You got the tip of my tail and... Oh, your tongue and my... Stop! Stop, okay. Wow, oh my, you know a couple of tricks with your tongue too, huh? Maybe both of us could put them to better use. Here, I'm going to lay us down and unwrap you. Don't worry, human. I'll have you wrapped up tight again soon enough. I quite like it too. But for now, I'm going to lay beside you and wrap my tail all the way around both of us. Our own little nest. I want you to bring that cock up here so I can get a look at it. Gods above, look at that thing. Oh, nothing. Now, you take my hand. I know it's dark, so I'm going to guide you down to... Yes, there. Yes, you have it. My little pink slit. Not so different from what you're used to, is it? Oh, yes, human. Taste me. And let me return the favor. This really is a magnificent cock, you know. Let me just lick it. Run my slithering forked tongue down your throbbing shaft. Take you into my mouth, wrapping my long sexy tongue around your head, constricting and sliding around it. Oh, I can taste that beautiful pre-cum. So salty. So good. My tongue is so long, I can coil it all the way down the length of this monster to tickle your balls with my forked tip as I suck your head into my mouth like this. Oh, human, come back up here. Kiss me. I want to taste myself on your lips. I need you inside of me. Can you do that for me?
I know you wanted to. My wet, slick little pussy clenched around that gorgeous cock while I'm wrapped around you, shuddering in pleasure. Yes, yes, right there. Your fat head is teasing me, human. Just barely barring the folds of my... Please, please, please get inside of me. All the way. I need it, human. I need you inside of me. Oh, oh, yes. Oh, wait, just hold there a moment, human. Let me just bask in the feeling of your cock inside me, stretching me, filling me. Just stay here. Let me feel your pulse throbbing in that shaft as I begin to wrap us up again. My tail coiling around your back before wrapping your legs all the way down, loop after loop of me taking you in. Feel me all around you. My body tremble in pleasure as my pussy quivers around your cock while I feel your heat radiating within me. The surge of your pulse aching in my tight little cunt. What's that? Yes, it is hot and warm for you, isn't it? My body responded to you. Burned some energy to make me ready, even in the cold. But it's okay, human. You're still going to keep me warm all night. Now, fuck me. Oh, yeah. God, yes. The way you slide into me parts in my silken, eager flesh. Oh, human, yes. Yes, yes. Your lips clamped around my nipple, sucking on it while you fondle my other breast. Squeeze them, human. Pinch them. Aren't they just magnificent? So full and soft. They're... Oh, they're jiggling as you fuck me, as I heave for breath. I've never seen them so... Oh, I'll use my coils to pull you into me with each thrust. Gods, what a feeling. I can feel every twitch of your body with mine wrapped around yours. It's sending little ripples of ecstasy trembling through me. Feel how my pussy grips your cock, sucks at it, strokes it. I have so many more muscles within me than a human girl, my lover. My body will milk you dry. Kiss me, human. You must. Trust me. Listen to me. I can feel myself tensing. I may squeeze you harder than before. You will be safe, I promise. Your chest is pressed to mine, not fully wrapped. But I may push the wind from you as I start to come. Kiss me. Lock your lips with mine. I am stronger than you. I will breathe air back into your lungs as we embrace. You will be fine. Yes, just like that. I'm close now. Yes, yes, yes! My body is locked around your hips, pulling you in and out of me. Faster, faster, harder, deeper. I'm squeezing you tighter and tighter. I can't help it. God, human, my pussy is pulsing on your cock, massaging it inside me. I'm gonna, so close. Ooh. I have to crush you against me, hold you tight. Gah!
Hold on while I'll keep... Feel my pussy milking you, even as we hold still. I need... Go, human. I can finally start to relax my body now. See? I told you I'd keep you safe. That was incredible, human. I can't believe. What? What? You didn't come yet? I know you're still rock hard inside of me, but I thought... That's... Well, that's incredible, really. I want that cum, human. I know you must be about to pop. You did your job. No need to hold out anymore for my sake. What if... I have an idea. Look into my eyes, human. Yes, I want to hypnotize you again. For your pleasure, this time. Trust me? Yes? Good. Now, meet my gaze, human. See my eyes shining glints in the faint moonlight. Feel my flesh wrapped around you. My pulse surrounding you. Rhythmic, deep, low. Hear my breath, warm in your ears. Feel how it makes my chest rise and fall. Feel how it presses my soft, full breasts into you. In and out. Feel your cock deep inside me. How my pulse surrounds it as well. How my flesh caresses it, massages it. How my breath shifts us back and forth by fractions, slides you in and out, feel my voice sulk.
Feel the suction
as you withdraw. That need of mine to be filled. Begging you to come back to take me in and out. Take me, human. I want your seed. I want you deep inside me. I want you to come inside me. In and out. Faster and faster. Feel the need to take over our lust, our desire. Let your instincts drive you. Fuck me. Take me. Take this quivering cunt. It is yours. Now take it. Come inside me. Oh, hear me moan in pleasure again. Hear me surrender. Take me. I am yours. Come for me. Bury your cock in my heat. And come. Come inside me. That's it. I feel you throbbing. I feel it flowing up your shaft. Gods, you get bigger when you're close. Come for me. Come inside me. Yes, 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 yes. There it is. I can feel it spilling into me, filling me up. Give it all to me. This cunt is yours. Now claim it. Feel my pussy clench around your cock as you come. Feel me drawing it from you. My muscles sucking at you with every twitch and throb. Taking it deep within me. Oh, God, human, yes. 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 Oh, human. So good. Oh, just lay on me. Breathe with me. Yeah. We're pretty great at that, huh? Oh. Oh my. You did, didn't you? Well, I'm glad. Yeah, me too. Very satisfied. My sweet human, catch your breath. I'm still amazed you outlasted me. Seriously. How did... Just incredible. Let me just play with your hair while we wait. Hmm? Wait for what? Oh, sweet human. My kind made for hours. Note how your wonderful cock is clenched inside me. Even as you soften? Yeah. I'm afraid I couldn't let you out even if I wanted to. Yep. Just a fact of life. So we're going to have to lay here and recuperate until you get hard again. Don't worry. I only have to come a few more times before you're free. If you even want to be. We've got all night.